Is this one in Indonesian? So this is in Indonesian. Banyak gedung publik Hobart dan rumah yang kecil.
Kenalkan, nama saya Bu Ingrid. Hi, I'm the Indonesian teacher. And the kids call me Bu Ingrid because that's the Indonesian word for Ms. or Mrs. First of all, it combines my two personal passions because I'm passionate about teaching the Indonesian and also I'm involved in bush care and bushwalking. Also, our Indonesian partner school, they're actually very involved in the environment. They've won Indonesian Green School Awards, so there was a link in being interested in the environment between our two schools.
So what have these children learnt about, through that connection, what have they learnt about the Indonesian environment?
Well, I guess the full title of our project was Land to Sea, Unity in Diversity. And so they've learnt that our Indonesian partner school has a very different environment. If you go outside their school, it's a multi-lane highway, whereas in contrast with Lansdowne Crescent Primary, we're so close to the Knocklofty Reserve. And so it's very diverse there. And yet we're united in that we're both really really passionate, both schools, about trying to care for our environments.
Jenny Dudgeon, we're just on the entrance to this Knocklofty Reserve. It is a bit of a typical sandstone sort of sclerophyll-y sort of forest. We've got this great big escarpment up behind us. We're amongst bracken ferns and some dry eucalypts and some wattles. But what you've done is integrate this right through the curriculum because you've got multiple subject areas, as you referred to?
Yes, that's right. I think it's got multiple focus. First of all, it's got a connection to the land. So they've learnt about the geology, the history, the plants, the habitat, and also the recreational use and how the Hobart City Council manages the recreational use here. And also it's a great way to use English and maths and develop the technology. So the students have created QR codes, they've made podcasts. The students have also been interviewing local scientists who've had a specialty in the geology or in understanding about the habitat or the biodiversity. So that's really expanded their understanding, particularly of the issues that face this space.
Have you seen the kids, create a sense of ownership about this location, this place, because of this project work?
Yes, well, it provided a wonderful context for children to think about what they wanted to share about in the Knocklofty Reserve, what sort of things they wanted to include in the interpretation sites, and particularly, our Indonesian partner school provided an audience for that. They don't have native animals, for example, around their school, so that was something that we really wanted to focus on.
Yes, putting it through the context of another set of eyes and foreign eyes, it does clarify your view of the world, doesn't it? So, was it a great experience winning the award? Do you think it made a difference?
Oh, look, it was just a win-win. It was fantastic for promoting the environment and also for me to promote the learning of the Indonesian language. It's the most accessible of all the Asian languages. It's the same alphabet as English, and so it's an orphanetic. And it was just a great way to promote our link with our Indonesian partner school. And as was mentioned before, being a specialist teacher and an itinerant, I go to different schools. It was just a wonderful way of really being embedded in the whole school and feeling part of a big team.
Well, let's enjoy the walk. Thank you.
And so this is them carting stone from Knocklofty. And this was in 1882.
I'm Mia.
And I'm Mary.
And you've got a smartphone there and you've just scanned it against that little QR code?
Yeah.
This is the quick response reader.
And so you scan it and it comes up with the
website that we've put on.
And yep. It's connected, so you can just read about the area that you're in.
And this area is geology.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. At this site on Knocklofty, you should be able to find evidence of past life in the form of fossils. The rocks that make up Knocklofty and Mount Wellington were formed 140 to 300 million years ago during periods of geological time called the Jurassic, 140 to 200 million years ago.
The QR codes were a way of being able to access the internet quickly, and it provides different layers of information that people can choose to select if they wish to. And so they can find historical information or information where the children have actually created sketches from this place that they've enjoyed, or they've done sketches of the animals that are here, or some of the children at a later place together have made a beautiful interpretation, which is a musical interpretation of what that space means to them, and it's a beautiful reflection. So it's quite an interesting and a beautiful place to sit and listen and contemplate while listening to the music.
Mark Ritchie from Tasmanian Landcare. Here we are on the walk. Given that this is a national winner now, do you think it'll be a catalyst for more multi-level, multi-curriculum environment programs?
Oh, look, I think so, absolutely. And I think we need to build that general land care ethic at the school level. They're the future volunteers and future land carers and environmental managers. So, yeah.
But, gee, it makes it a whole lot more relevant when you've got history, you've got science, you've got language, you've got music, and you've got now this digital overlay.
Yeah, and bringing it all together as a learning experience, I think, is wonderful.
It's a bit of fun thrown in.
It's great, absolutely. Yeah, it's very impressive. I'm in awe at the work that they've done at the school. I really am.
Were you at the National Awards?
I was, actually, and, we were absolutely thrilled when their name were called out and they won. We were a little bit nervous because we actually hadn't won any awards up until then, and the school's name came out, and it was just brilliant. It really was, and it was just made the evening.